Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about the importance of upskilling during times of high inflation. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, hope you're well, it's Dan. So the sun is shining down, I can hardly see out of the front windscreen at the moment. Let's just clear the windscreen. So, inflation, as we know, is sky high at the moment. So, obviously, one of the biggest things you should be asking yourself is, what are you going to do to help yourself get through it, so on and so forth? What is it that you can do? And obviously, there's a couple of things that I think you can do. One is, like, obviously, cut your costs, work more hours, obviously. But what are you going to do? Stay cost-cutting for the rest of your life. Inflation's not going away. It's absolutely not going away. If anything, it's increasing. So cutting your costs and working more hours is pretty unsustainable. But one thing, however, that you can do is to get a level of skill on what you already do. So, you know, whatever you happen to be in your job, as there's some extra skills that means that you don't have to work more hours, maybe while you're upskilling you have to work more hours, but it can lead you to a position where you're going to get promoted in some way and start earning more money. But look, one of the problems with getting promoted is if you're on 20 grand a year and you get a 5% increase, that's amazing, well done. In real terms, that's £1,000 a year. That's not even a month, that's a year. So broken down into, you know, divide 1,000 by 12, it's 80 quid. 80 quid a month. Well, inflation's running at 5%. So if inflation's running at 5%, you've got a 5% increase. You're not really increased. Like, you need to go from £20,000 to £25,000. You've got to go from £25,000 to £30,000 and so on. I went from, I think it was 15,000 to 100,000 in 4 years flat. 4 years is what it took me to go from 15 grand a year to £100,000 a year. And the reason why I did that, it's not because I wanted to be greedy or, you know, there's a lot of things that we hear poor people say, oh, you're just greedy, you just think about money all the time. I think about money less than most people. I don't go out and spend 40 hours a week thinking about money. And when I say thinking about money, I mean working for money in a job. Or 60 hour weeks, even worse. Because that's what you're doing when you're going to get a job. You don't go to get a job because you love working. You do it to pay the bills. Trust me on this. If you didn't have to do the job, you probably wouldn't do it. You'd still do something, I have to say, because I know, because I've been there. You still have to do something. Life gets pretty boring, paddle surfing every day. Sounds amazing at first, but after a while, just paddle surfing. It's just normal. It's like riding a bike or taking a dog for a walk. It's just normal, you know. It's not. It just runs out of being amazing. Anyway, back to inflation. So you need to upskill, you need to work or study, I should say, part-time. And so this is what I did. I was constantly reading. You know, I worked for William Hill taking bets on the phones all those years ago. And I had two jobs at the time. So I would work 40 hours a week at Symphony Kitchens and 20 hours a week at William Hill, including weekends and evenings and so on. And, you know, Friday nights used to be great. You used to have the dogs on. There was no horse racing, you know, between 6 and 10 p.m. on, say, a Wednesday night. It was dogs, right? So the phone calls, you weren't really that busy. So I would take books in. I'd sit in the back and I'd be reading my books. And this is where I learned how to do various stuff. Because even though I was working 60 hours a week, during that time I was working those hours, I was learning something part-time. Some of the stuff I was learning, I learned Dreamweaver. That's one of the things I was learning, HTML and Dreamweaver. Because it was important to understand how to create websites, because that's what I did part-time as a side hustle. And so, obviously, in times of inflation, is there some kind of side hustle that you can then create as well? As well as working and upskilling yourself during your normal hours, is there some kind of side hustle that you can also implement so that you can then increase your level of income? And that's what this is about. You know, inflation is happening. I see people on the news and they've got no money, and it's pretty dreadful stuff, you know. It's just heartbreaking, some of it. But fortunately, they've been lulled into this false sense of security that you get a job and a job pays you for life. And I saw one recently, and the guy was working and his wife was working, and they had no money. And they're both working full time, and yet they just had no money. And it's just shocking. By the way, I'm in a new car, so I'm just trying to work out how to heat up to play the windscreen. No idea. But it's heartbreaking seeing this, and it's like they've been lured into this false sense of security that you get a job, and she gets a job, and you have a couple of kids, and life is happily ever after. And we haven't even got a food bank, so we can't afford enough money, and it's awful. It's just, it's sickening. It makes me feel sick. And, you know, it could have been me. It could have been you. I don't think anybody deserves to live like that. But we need to upskill. They need to find a way of generating more money without working more hours. They need to find a way of being able to cover all their costs whilst they're still maintaining a certain level of life where they're not constantly worried about money. I've been poor, and it's awful, the amount of worry that you have constantly about the lack of money, about where bills are going to come from, where the money's going to come from to pay those bills, I should say. It's just really an awful experience. And and don't get me wrong, going out and earning more money and upskilling, that's really hard as well. But it's like, look, pick your heart. Do you want to be poor and struggle for the rest of your life, another 20 years? Or do you want to work two jobs and read the books on the bus on the way in and the podcasts and sit at the back like I did? And I get that not everyone's like me, by the way. I totally get that. Some people are just not built for that, for whatever reason. But life doesn't change to adapt to you. You know, you have to change to adapt to life. And unfortunately, if you're not prepared to do that, or if you're, for some reason, you're incapable of doing that, then life's going to be hard for quite some time for you, I'm afraid to say. So you've got to find a way of earning more money, getting educated, finding a better job, applying for more jobs, going for interviews. All this stuff needs to happen. And if it doesn't happen, you're going to end up, you know, working a low-paid job. Inflation's going to keep going up. You know, inflation's not going anywhere. It just happens to be higher than normal. But it's there. It's a constant. It's always going to be there. And it's not like inflation just disappears. Once we get over this hurdle, inflation will just disappear. That's not how inflation works at all. I mean, I wish it was. But it's totally not how it works. That's not how life works. Life is really, really hard. And it's this idea of choose your hard. Do you want to be poor? Do you want to be wealthy? Do you want to earn a lot of money? And yeah, it's hard to go get educated, to upskill. You're working all these hours. But what choice have you got? If you've got kids on the way, if you've got children right now, if you want children, you don't want to bring them up in that environment where you're struggling for money every night. What an awful environment that must be for your children to grow up in. And you know, I wouldn't say that I grew up in that environment, but my grandparents didn't have a lot of money at all. I mean, they were very poor when they were growing up. Unfortunately, my dad, who was self-employed, worked all hours as a wedding photographer and managed to kind of break the chain. And that's where I get a lot of my stuff from, about working hard and putting the hours in and all this extra stuff that you have to do in order to move forward. It's where it came from. And, you know, that's some of the things that he taught me. And now I'm teaching you, if you're listening. Because if someone doesn't teach you this stuff, and you open up the newspapers and think all rich people are evil, there's one, John Trickett is an MP. All he keeps rattling on about is wealth this, wealth that. The wealth is increased by X percent. Of course it's increased by X percent. People have got investments, you dickhead. Of course people's wealth at the richer level increases. It's meant to, you dipstick. But those other people who are working two jobs, they're losing. Like, they get a pay increase of 3%, yet inflation's 5%. I mean, inflation's 5%. Who are we kidding? There's no way it's inflation 5%. I mean, rent's going up 8-9%. What's rents as a proportion of your income? 30, 40, 50%? Oh, but inflation's only 5%. Of course it is, mate. Of course it is.
But we demonise evil people to the extent where people don't want to become... Sorry, we demonise rich people, wealthy people, to the extent where people don't want to become wealthy because they think they're going to get demonised. I got to tell you, right, you know, you can call me anything you want, but as long as I don't have to work for a living and I can go paddle surfing on the Mediterranean, trust me on this when I say I don't care, because I really don't. I'm done with other people's opinions. It makes no difference to me. What's important to me is my personal net worth, my personal income. If I can help clients along the way, then awesome. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Lotto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.